Are we feeding the insanity of mind and the planet by watching violence on the news, TV, or movies? Yes. And who is watching the violence? The pain body. Who is financing all these violent films? Pain bodies. Who makes these violent films? Pain bodies make them. Pain bodies watch them. Pain bodies love them. Pain bodies pay to watch them. So I forgot to mention that. Another way in this culture, in this civilization, in ancient times, we didn't have the TV and movies. So all the pain body had to feed on was your mind and other people's emotional reactions. But now we have a whole industry designed to feed pain bodies. Why else would anybody watch violence on a screen and pay for it and sit there and love feeling bad? Oh, dreadful, dreadful, but they pay to get in. Because it feeds the pain body. There is a whole industry designed to feed the human pain body. Amazing. And no talk about let's abolish violence. Politicians say let's abolish the violence on TV. They won't, because there's a great demand for it. Who is demanding? Pain bodies. They love it. And as long as they are there, they'll produce those things. It's amazing. One doesn't see the madness of our civilization because we are so used to it. But when you see it, it's almost funny when you see it's a tragic comedy. But it turns into a comedy, begins when you watch it, when you watch your own tragedy and realize it as a story, when you watch your own drama and realizing as a mind-created fiction designed to give you a sense of identity in the absence of any true sense of identity. Okay, I'll hang on to the miserable one. And when you see the drama, your own drama as illusion, then you either laugh or smile. And then you begin to laugh and smile a lot more when you see it around you. There was a time when I would see people privately a lot, and people would come in. And many people then, rarely see people privately, and when I do, not many people tell me their stories anymore. But there was a time when they did. And often as I sat there, simply in a sense of allowing this unhappy me to be there, and a great sense of presence and peace and aliveness. And while they told me their drama, I couldn't help but there was always a smile on my face. No thought, just a smile. And then sometimes he got angry and said, "Could you laughing at me at my, I'm telling you all this, it's serious stuff, and you're laughing at me." And then I had to explain, I can see that this is an illusion. What do you mean, it's an illusion? Yes, and it feels so good to just be here. The presence is so wonderful. That's why I smile. It's nothing to do with your particular story. And some left at that point. The teaching hadn't developed quite yet that fully, so I wasn't able to explain as well as I explain now. So, and some just left. Another interesting event is sometimes when pain bodies arise while people sit in a group situation and the pain body is being addressed and something inside quivers. Let's get out of here. Somebody's looking at me. Pain bodies don't like to be looked at. I'm using looked at as almost a metaphor, which means to put the light of attention on it. They because they thrive in non-attention, inattention, if that's a word. They thrive in and through unconsciousness. When you become conscious and look at the pain body directly, it shrinks, it withdraws, it tries to get away. It might become very, extremely dormant. Pretend that I'm not here anymore. But it's waiting, just like a fox would be very clever. It was waiting for a better moment. And so sometimes sitting here is not the best moment, but some heavy pain bodies have reacted in a group because they couldn't stand it anymore. They were being addressed directly. And suddenly they became agitated, and one person gets up and stomps out of the room, and or even shouts, happened once, shouts something. This is all a load of rubbish, somebody in England once shouted. It's all a load of rubbish. And there was a pain body speaking. It was such a perfect illustration. It was just a small group I had then, 15 people or so, but it was such a perfect illustration of what I had just been speaking about that other people thought I had engaged an actor to illustrate. So the question to, yes, you are feeding the pain body when you watch violence, but probably your desire to watch violence will be greatly diminished if it's still there, simply by being conscious of that process. You may still occasionally feel that in you which wants to watch it. There may be still be, but then you can, oh, there it is. And news, of course. News is also mentioned in the question. There are a few people in a few offices around big cities, and they choose what they give you, feed you as news. They choose, say, this matters, this is important, we are going to feed them this and that and that. And they, what they choose is an expression of their state of consciousness. And often the pain body is an important part of their state of consciousness. So what you watch is not actually the world news, is what a few people who embody a particular state of consciousness, and usually it's not the new one, choose as significant. And you can imagine what they choose, and you know what they choose. There's a lot happening that they wouldn't choose. And yet, even there, occasionally, even into television, where there's relatively little consciousness, but it usually pulls you into unconsciousness, but even there, there are a few, sometimes consciousness moves into that channel also. It happens through a few programs that bring in more awareness, even a few films. And I got a letter recently written by a TV station, and the interviewer, a person who interviews, said, I would like to ask you if you want to be interviewed for TV, Canadian National Television, CTV, but I very much doubt that you will agree to my request because of what you said. And then he quoted something that I had said in the letter, which is, if you want to find out about the insanity of the human condition, I recommend that you read a history book or you watch TV tonight. So he said, I know it's unlikely that you will give me an interview, but I just want to ask anyway. I am very happy if consciousness, I don't reject TV as a medium, if consciousness moves through it, it's beautiful, and perhaps this will happen increasingly. There are some programs that are expressions of, Oprah is doing very great work, has already transformed many people's lives, and a few others. So that there is something there that is moving towards an awakening. So I may say yes to the interview. And the amazing thing is they want to put it out as part of their news program. This is a miracle. I've been saying for years in groups, our meeting here is not going to be on TV tonight, I say. Because it's not significant enough for the people who choose what is significant. In fact, it's extremely significant. It's one of the most significant events on the planet, is this gathering. It goes beyond the personal, because it's about the transformation of human consciousness. And oftentimes I've said in groups like this, you see, but they're not going to put it on TV tonight. And perhaps soon they will. That would be another miracle. So...